big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the February 24th, 2000 edition of the Big Beat Show here at WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. We open up tonight's show with the Mellow Tones on G from August of 1957 with a tune called Rattlesnake Roll. Got a lot of good stuff for you tonight. A little comment about the Grammys. I don't have much to say about the Grammys. I don't know too much about the Grammys, but there was a group on the Aladdin label in March of 1959 called The Blenders, and the tune was called Two Loves.
I'm undecided between two loves.
Always be true. high. The moon was shining through the stars so bright. And as we walked together hand in hand, my little baby made the world look grand. It was a wonderful winter romance.
There's something you may or may not know, may not have heard that one before. That is from the album, I'm playing this on vinyl, but I'm pretty sure it's out on CD 2 now, exactly like this, Unreleased Gems of the Hartford, Connecticut Groups. This is on the Relic label. We just heard Winter's Romance by Larry Lee and the Embers. It's got the Embers, a lot of stuff by the Five Bel Airs with several different leads, including some early material by, believe it or not, Gene Pitney, and it's pretty good. I was really surprised because the later stuff never turned me on, but pretty good stuff on this album, something by the Serenaders on there too. So we just heard Winter's Romance, Larry Lee and the Embers, something unreleased, probably never slated for any label. All right. Before that, we heard Two Loves by the Blenders on Aladdin from March of 1959. Right now, let's go down the Jersey Shore to the Long Branch area. From 1963 on the Buzzy label, a subsidiary of Savoy, which was really initiated by Buzzy Lubinsky, Herman Lubinsky's son. This is Ray and the Darshays. There will always be
many things
coming up like April showers.
Like you,
boy, like me.
Girl, like you.
for two in the future for me. Will someone I know say I love you? Someone who's on my mind? Or will the bright stars up above you tell you she'll always be mine? Oh, tell her of fortune, tell my fortune for me. Will these things in my heart come true? Tell my fortune for me.
Someone I know say I love you,
love you.
Someone who's on my mind, or will the bright stars up above you,
above you,
tell you she'll always be mine?
My heart come true, please tell my fortune for me.
Fortune for me.
You broke my heart
The show got pretty heavy pretty fast, didn't it? That was the Kids on the Post label, recorded August 20th, 1954, and released in July 1955. You Broke My Heart. Before that, we had Charles Gardner on tenor, Ronald Barrett, the other tenor. By the way, Charles Gardner was the lead also. H.B. Barnum and Marvin Wilkins rounding out the Dutones on the Dutone label from April of 1955 with Teller of Fortune. And we open that three-record set with Ray and the Darshays on Buzzy from 1963, There Will Always Be. I don't pay too much attention to any type of media awards shows. I really don't, because I just think they're a bunch of self-congratulatory orgies where they have people watch and listen and swoon. They just kissy-facey and pat each other on the back and just make some more money. But I do understand once in a while, you know, that most of the time the Lifetime Achievement Awards are significant. I'm not even sure about this, but I understand the Moonglows won, and so did John Lee Hooker. Now, that's important. That's all I have to say. I didn't pay attention to the rest of it, except I did see Jennifer Lopez's gown. Right now, I'm going to play you a cover version of the 16s, A Casual Look. I've played this before. This will be by Little Clydie and the Teens on the RPM label from May of 1956. And then a remake of A Casual Look by the Orlans. Unreleased, except it may have come out on an LP. I think it did. I don't have the LP. I'm playing it from a CD, though. And their version of A Casual Look, which came out around 1963-1964. Little Clydie and the Teens will be on a 45 RPM, and as I said, the Orlans will be on a CD. Two versions of A Casual Look.
Don't know how long it will be. So please.
two pretty nice versions of the 16s, A Casual Look. What's the difference between a cover record and a remake? A cover record would be a recording that came out at about the same time as the original with the intent purpose of garnering part of the market, usually not done by the same company. This is done every which way you can think of. White groups covered black groups covered white groups, female groups covered male groups, the Ravens covered the Orioles covered the Ravens at various times in their careers. Now, a remake is something that's done later on after the sales had ended, or certainly after it was past its peak, at least, or far past its peak, and it was done sort of in honor or a tribute, or just the fact that the group wanted to do the song. They probably liked it. They probably almost always knew the original anyway. So here the Orlans obviously knew of the 16s version, and they did a remake. Now, sometimes large companies like Mercury or RCA, when a song is first published, written and published and brought to the company, they would put out four or five different versions of it. One might be a rhythm and blues version. A country artist would do their type. You might get a pop artist doing it, and so on. You could have three or four or five different types of artists in different genres of song style doing the same song. I don't think you can count them as a cover version because the company never knew which one was going to take off or why, and they were very often issued within a very short time span. So anyway, there's the Lou Rallo speech on cover records and remakes, both of which are honored and respected, at least here on the Big Beat Show. Let's go to someone who's really honored and respected here on the Big Beat Show and in a lot of other places, Etta James. Here she is on the Modern label in 1955. Etta James and the Peaches, and this is called Hold Me, Squeeze Me.
This is Lou Willie John of King Records, and you're in tune with the times and in time with the tunes on radio.
Ooh. Rocking tonight just for you, because you can't stop. No, no, you can't stop. What don't you know? This is rock and roll.
You had to leave me all by myself, dear.
Thank Angelo for the nice telephone call, picking us up in westerly direction from here, loud and clear, I guess north and west. I also want to thank Mike Pinho for the great letter he sent me and information, some newspaper clippings and things like that. And one of the things I did not know, I don't know how it got by me, that the old WMGM disc jockey Peter Tripp passed away in January. I used to listen to him. I think he used to come on at 5 o'clock. I used to listen to him while eating dinner, even though my mother didn't like it. But, you know, she tolerated it. Didn't really have much choice. There were three boys old enough to listen to that. So, but anyway, we just heard Otis Williams and the Charms on Deluxe from February of 1957 with I'm Waiting Just for You. Before that, we heard something by Dino and the Heart Spinners. I played something, I think it was last week or the week before, by this group off a new CD. I just played another one called Rock and Roll Just for You Intro a cappella. A minute and 14 seconds of rock and roll Just for You intro is what it says here. As I said, it's pretty good stuff on this CD. It just doesn't identify the dates of these recordings, and it's, I guess that's not that important. If the music is beautiful, the world is beautiful. Before that, we heard the Avalons with Ebb Tide. You want to take your record of Heart's Desire and flip it over. In December of 1958, that's what was on the other side, and even to this day, that's what's on the other side, the Avalons with Ebb Tide. And we open up that big beat triple treat, as Bill Swank used to say, with Etta James and the Peaches on Modern, 1955, with Hold Me, Squeeze Me. That may have been the male voice in there, may have been Richard Berry. He sang on a lot of her records. I'm not quite sure I can even say that was definitely Richard Berry, but backing up to the Clydie and the Teens, who, by the way, her name was Clydie King, was a session singer and sang with various groups out in the West Coast, and had a few records on RPM and a couple on Specialty, and she had even an album of her own, I think during the 60s, that was Clydie King, but that was Richard Berry doing the male bridge in there. Richard Berry, one of the journeymen. You could always depend on Richard Berry if you were out in the West Coast and you needed somebody to sing a part for you, especially that male bass part. Richard would be there for you. I think him and Clydie had a little thing going, and I've seen pictures of Clydie King, and I don't blame him one bit. Okay, now for all you guys who called and all you guys who wrote, I want, this is going to go out to you, especially you, Mike and Linda, over on the eastern side of the Big Beat WRSU listening area. Let's go to something that was a big hit for Billie Holiday. This is Richard Barrett.
Your heart must be like a stone to leave me here all alone, when you could make my life worth living by simply taking what I've set on giving.
Dooba 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 wam wam.
Love, oh, 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 each night when slave. I would be your slave just to have your love.
Unreleased version of a very popular New York street song called Love Is All I Crave, or Your Love Is All I Crave, most commonly. That was by the Travelers, recorded for the Angletone label in 1957. I've yet to hear a bad version of that. Before that, Richard Barrett and an unnamed group with Body and Soul on the MGM label from May of 1958. The Big Beat Show, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel, and Nat King Cole.
Did you ever watch the one you love slowly drifting away from you? And you know, deep in your heart, there is nothing that you can do to make her stay,
to make her stay,
to turn the tide,
to turn the tide,
to ease the pain,
to ease the pain
that you feel down inside. When her eyes sets over and done, then you simply must face the fact. So you leave and think it over, but you come hurrying back, hoping she'll change her mind, praying she'll take you back. But like the lady said, that's all there is to that.
When her eyes say it's over and done, then you simply must face the facts.
So you leave and think it over, but you come hurrying back, hoping she'll change her mind, praying she'll take you back. But like the lady said, that's all there is to that. I'd like to love you every day, if I may,
if I may,
and dream dreams of you every night, if I might,
if I might.
And if I may, I'd like to say, I wish that you were mine. If I had you All I would do is adore you all of the time. I'd like to tell you of your charms every day. If I may, I'd like to hold you in my arms every night. If I might, you're the object of my affections, and if you have no objections, I'd like to love you night and day, if I may.
I'd like to love you, if I may. And dream dreams of you every night, if I might. And if I may, I'd like to say, I wish that you were mine. If I had you, all I would do is adore you all the time.
I'd like to tell you of your charms every day. If I may, I'd like to hold you in my arms every night. If I might, you're the object of my affections, and if you have no objections, I'd like to love you night and day, if I may. You are my personal possession. You're mine alone. You are my personal possession, my very own. Nobody else must kiss you but me. Nobody else must miss you but me. Nobody must dream of you but me. And nobody else must love you but me. You're my personal possession. That's what you are. You're my magnificent obsession, my lucky star. I own you exclusively. Darling, you belong to me. You're my personal possession, my precious love.
You but me. Nobody else must miss you but me. Nobody must dream of you but me.
And nobody else must love you but me. You're my personal possession. That's what you are. You're my magnificent obsession, my lucky star. I own you exclusively. Darling, you belong to me. You're my personal possession, my precious.
precious love.
Oh yeah, the greatest vocalist to ever sing a song, Mr. Nat King Cole. That time backed up by the Four Knights on those three beautiful gems. They only did three together on the Capitol label. The first was that of If I May from 1955 on Capitol, then Nat and the Four Knights with That's All There Is to That from June of 1956, and then we heard My Personal Possession from May of 1957, a brilliant pairing by the people at Capitol, putting Nat together with the Four Knights, who are both on the label at the same time. Let's see if we got time to get this one in. These are the Ebonairs on Combo from 1956, and it's called Sposin.
Sposin!
Sposin, I should fall in love with you.
Bye-bye, oh, bye, oh, bye, oh,
baby. Do you think that you could love me too?
Bye-bye, oh, bye, oh, bye, oh,
honey.
Bye-bye, oh, bye, oh, bye, oh.
Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you, baby, or distress you? Well, supposing I should say for you I yearn.
Bye-bye, oh, bye, oh, bye, oh.
Mama,
bye, oh, bye, oh, bye.
Would you think I'm speaking out of turn?
Bye-bye, oh, bye, oh, bye,
supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I am in love with you.
Yeah, I love to play those oddball records. The Ebonairs on Combo, 1956 with Sposin. Got time for one more. Want to thank everyone for listening tonight. And so until next week, may harmony be with you. We'll take it out with 3 minutes and 5 seconds of the Five Keys, Aladdin, unreleased, recorded October 9th, 1951. Here they are with Darlin'. So until next week, folks, good night.
Darling, I still love you, and dear, when I'm all alone, I'm lonesome for you. Days grow shorter and the night get long. I've just found out, my dear, you were right and I was wrong. mean. I hope you will say I'll cherish you, my love, and I'll come back to stay. Come back to stay.